Hello, Ray speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hey. Hello?
Yes, hello, I haven't ordered anything on eBay. Hello?
Brilliant. For getting connected with eBay, how are you doing today?
Well, not really good now because I didn't order anything on eBay.
But let me tell you, sir, that there has been an order place of a gift card which is $299 from the eBay, right? And when we checked, we found the order which has been placed, it's from the overseas Mountain View, California, USA. Someone from the USA tried to misuse your information and tried to place this order of a gift card, right? So that's the reason you received a voice notification. So you can press 1 and you got connected with us, okay?
I don't understand. How can they be using my eBay?
I will let you know, sir. Like whenever you browse your internet at that point of time, you have seen many advertisements pop up, get up to your screen. By mistakenly, you have clicked any one of those. Through that, the hackers got connected with your internet connection and they are doing this illegal activities without your knowledge and a permission, okay? You don't need to worry, sir. I will be help you to check each and everything and I will be help you to block that.
I better ring the bank and cancel
Listen, sir, if you call up your bank and tell them that there has been a purchase, because there is right now no amount has been charged yet. We have put a hold on that gift card order. As this is the fraudulent thing, you need to cancel it from your end. Because today they are trying to with the eBay, tomorrow they can try with any other company, right? So at that point of time, you will be in trouble. So you need to block all of your information and you need to cancel that fraudulent purchase, right? And I will be help you to check each and everything so you can understand what exactly happened, the hacker has been done, okay?
Can you just cancel at your end, please?
We cannot do anything from our end, sir. You need to understand. Someone is using your information.
I'm giving you permission to do it.
If you give me permission, sir, then also we cannot do anything, sir. Because there is a company rule.
It's just too much time for me to do it. I'm not good on the computer.
You don't need to worry, sir. I do understand your concern, sir. I'm not telling you to do anything rocket science or you cannot do from your end. We are just trying to help you, right? If you give me a permission also, we are not authorized to cancel anything from our end. We have some rules and regulations as the company's boundaries. We have some rules and regulations, sir. We cannot do anything from our end. You need to do it from your end. You don't need to worry, sir. I will be help you to get the cancellation ID and a form so you can cancel it. And let me tell you, this call is getting recorded for the training and a quality purposes. So you don't need to worry about it, right? I will be with you until and unless that's what I'm telling you, sir. I do understand your concern. That's the reason you received a voice notification, right? So we can help you to get canceled that fraudulent purchase. Because we do know that you haven't done anything because you are in Australia. How can you place anything from Mountain View, California, right? So we know each and everything. So we are just trying to help you.
My son lives in California. Maybe where was it in California? My son lives in California.
It's Mountain View, California, sir. They are using your internet. Your son cannot use, the overseas people cannot use the internet line and do this fraudulent thing, sir. Your son stays in overseas, I do understand. But your son cannot do this thing because they are the hackers doing illegal activities with your internet in Australia. So that's the reason, sir. Your son cannot do anything. Because your son is a good person, right? He cannot do this illegal thing from his end, right? Because they are the hackers, they are the bad people, those who are doing this thing. No need to worry, sir. I will be help you to check each and everything, and I will be help you to get the cancellation ID. So you just tell me right now the cell phone which you are using. Is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone you are using?
It's a Haze, H-A-Z-E cell phone.
Sorry, I didn't got you. Like, is it an Android one or is it an Apple one you're using?
I don't think it's either of those. It's a...
okay, just...
The second name is Haze, H-A-Z-E.
Okay, you just spell me out. Look onto the back of your cell phone. There will be a name written over there. Can you just look out on the back? Hello?
There's nothing on the back. There's a picture of a bird.
Okay. Is it a touchscreen mobile phone which you're using, sir? Is it a touchscreen mobile phone? It's a smartphone, right?
Well, I don't know if it's smart or
like,
I'm
calm down, sir. You
don't know how smart it is because it's got more things than I use on it, and it's like really, yeah.
Okay, just give me a moment, sir. Just give me a moment, right? Just give me a moment. Well, okay?
Just cancel it.
Sir, listen to me. You are not getting my point. You are not trying to understand, sir. The hackers are doing illegal activity.
That's rather rude, really. I'm trying to understand, but I'm 80 years old. I'm not telling you that, sir. I'm telling you the things are, I do understand that you understand the things,
but you're 90 years old, it is hard to understand sometimes, right? But I'm trying to explain you, sir, that right now your information has been leaked out. Someone from the overseas is trying to misuse with your information and doing illegal activities. So that's the reason, sir, you are receiving this call. So we are just trying to help you to get canceled that fraudulent purchase because you haven't made that purchase, right? Someone else apart from you have tried to do this. So that's the reason, sir, okay? So if you just give me a moment of your time so I can check that what I can do and I can help you to get the cancellation ID, right? Just give me a moment, okay, love?
Yeah, well, how long is this going to take?
It's not going to take too much of your time, sir. Just give me a moment, okay?
Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm just trying to help you to get the cancellation ID. Can you see a speaker button over there? And you look onto your cell phone. Can you see a speaker button over there?
A what?
Can you see a loudspeaker? A loudspeaker button on over there?
A cloud speaker? What's a cloud speaker?
No. Oh, look onto the cell phone. There will be a loudspeaker button. Right, loudspeaker. Put me on speaker.
Look, I can't hear you.
Just give me a moment, sir. I'm just transferring the call to one of my seniors, right?
Change the battery in my hearing aid because I can't hear you properly. When I finish changing the battery in my hearing aid, I'll be able to hear you properly, okay?
Hello? Yes, sir. Just give me a moment, right? I'm just transferring this call to one of my seniors, okay? He will be talking to you. Just give me a moment, okay? Just hold on a moment, okay?
Sure.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex William. How are you doing today? Okay, sir. I totally understand you. Can you just speak a little louder so that I can hear you clearly? The proper
manner. There's someone on the line. I'm not too sure who it is. Just put the girl away.
Yes, that is the reason, sir. My previous colleague, my driver, told you about. Okay, can you listen to me now first? Let me make you understand first of all. What is happening? You didn't authorize any purchase like a gift card. That's correct?
Hello?
Did you authorize any purchase?
Yeah. Hello. Sorry. I'm just changing the battery in my hearing aid.
Okay.
Because it's just one second.
Okay, take your time.
Get around.
Now, can you hear me?
Get out of the room. Please. Get out of the room. I'm on the phone with someone. Please. Shut the door. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. I'm sorry, we've got a couple of problems here.
Not a problem. I'm here with you right now. Now, let me make you understand. This is a fraudulent charge, sir. Some people from overseas, they are misusing your information and they are doing that for purchasing this kind of stuff. So I do believe you want to cancel this purchase and block them permanently right now.
I think so.
Okay. So for the canceling, there is an online procedure. So do you use any computer or a laptop where I can help you out right now?
No.
Okay.
We're up at our hideaway in the country at the moment. And we've just got a couple of problems because one of the girls isn't. I'm sorry, I've said too much already. It's a bit difficult.
Okay. What device are you using? Are you using a smart cell phone? Is that an Android one or it's an iPhone?
It was.
If you do not listen to me, sir, if you go here and there right now, how will I help you to cancel it right now?
Just cancel it from your end.
If it is possible from my end, at the very first place, I would have done that. But from my end, it is not happening. That is the reason I am telling you what device you are having so that I can help you out for canceling this purchase right now.
Yes. Okay. Can you give me your number? I'm going to have to ring you back because I've got some other business to attend to at the moment. I thought you might be the police, but it's, I thought you might be trying to pull a shifty on me, but just... I'll put some other stuff on for the two, okay?
Okay, my previous colleague will arrange a callback for you right now, okay? Just
I'll call you. You give me your number. Don't call this number again. I'll call you. Give me your number.
Right now, this is a anti-fraud department, so we can arrange a callback for you, sir.
No, I'll call you. You give me your number.
Okay, just hold.
Do not call this number again. It's a burner phone. I mean, this phone number I'm changing tomorrow. So I'll call you back.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What is your callback number? I'm changing this number tomorrow because I think the police have got it.
Listen to me, sir, right? As my seniors are trying to explain you that the things are, someone is using your information, right, and try to place this order. And we are just trying to help you to cancel this fraudulent purchase which you have not authorized it for, right? So you need to understand, sir, you need to cooperate with us so we can help you to get canceled that fraudulent purchase, right? We are just trying to help you. You need to understand that thing, right?
I do understand that.
So
Ellen, shut her up.
You need to give me some time, sir. You need to give me some time so we can help you to cancel that fraudulent purchase and make you understand
what exactly
happened.
I've got a real problem here. Give me your number and I'll call you back because I'm...
You give me a
Sunday.
I'll cancel this number
tomorrow. I'll get caught. If I don't cancel this number, I'll get caught. So I need a burner phone. You'll have to give me your number.
You just give me a time. I will be call you today itself.
I don't know what the new number will be.
You are changing your number tomorrow, right? You are changing your number tomorrow.
Tonight.
I am telling you.
Tonight. This will probably be the last call I make on this number. So give me your new number and I'll call you back.